over Donegal. We are losing teachers hand over fist. Schools in the county where you have an empty classroom, you have a teacher then being redeployed maybe into a bigger school in Letterkenny or whatever. Schools out with the begging bowl looking for money for keeping the place afloat, put on the lights. Compared to secondary schools, we're about 50% less in our capitation grant.
One of the points you made was that this is not just a matter of making a deal with the INTO and making a deal with teachers. You've said until there is agreement right across the board on a national public service pay deal, then there won't be agreement with teachers' unions.
Yeah, well, I suppose, Don, what I was trying to indicate is that there's been a major breach of faith by government, because every single union was promised that they would have 1% of their union members' payroll that they could use for processing claims to deal with issues that have been left festering for the last 20 years or so. Some of the things we were looking for done in that regard were the restoration of the island allowance, the Gaeltacht allowance, the allowance for working in the Gaelscoils. It's the money that we're owed that's really grating on our members, that we've had to wait so long for these deals to be concluded. And the fact then that the current public service pay deal runs out at the end of June, and that there's no sense coming from government that there's any urgency about getting the first deal, the one we're in at the moment, concluded, getting into talks on the next one. There seems to be no moral compass in the current government, and it's going to take trade unions to try to change that ideology, and we're determined to do so.